It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ride the Drive is live. Bronze gold glove got one last year.
Opening day did?
Yeah, yeah. He got one against the Yankees.
I'll be damned.
Old bronze glove. Jake, he got one against the Yankees last year. So, it is opening day. One of the best days on the sports calendar. And I love it when opening day meets Sweet 16 and you got all that action here over the next couple of days.
It's super sweet when your team's playing.
That's all right.
You can't, relate to this. It's been 365 days since you experienced that.
That's fine. You know what? Listen, you get this. You get this win, baby. You get this win. You beat us. Beat us last two times in the tournament. I'm not going to come back with titles and things like that. But it is.
Don't do that, man.
Yeah, I'm not.
That's sore loser
stuff. Just got to take it.
Sore loser.
I'm not going to Stephen A. Smith this and tell you what I could say.
I appreciate it.
And then say it all. Big night for you. But I'm going to enjoy it too, as well as opening day is here and alive and well. We got a lot to get ready for both of those events coming up as we get into the 2 o'clock hour. 2:25, we expect to hear from Fox 26, Will Kunkel, who has been covering the Astros. You've heard him on with us during spring training a few times. He'll jump on to get us ready for opening day with the Astros as he's out there. And then a little bit later on, as we said, the Sweet 16, Rob Doster will join us of Field 68. He has been on with us the last couple of years. We'll get his thoughts about Houston's chances, what's going on tonight, what your Razorbacks might be able to pull off tonight. So a lot to get to with all these big events going on here. Tyler is out. Tyler's at the icebox. He texted us last night, late last night. His brother Sterling, shout out to Sterling, surprised me with tickets to the Stros opening day, so he had to go. Someone just texted in right now to the Jim Adler, the Texas Amber text line, 713-572-4610. Tyler's at the game today. Welp, that's a guaranteed loss.
Well played.
Damn it, Tyler. No, man. Hey, this is a hell of a week for Tyler. Floor seats with the Rockets. Got opening day surprise late last night.
Fan council, Texans fan
yes,
council.
Yes, he was a big part of that. And he's got the Houston Open on Saturday. He's going to be there. Him and Sterling are going to be there for the Houston Open.
I mean, he somehow in the offseason, Texans offseason, found a way to hit all three pro franchises and the PGA tournament that's in town.
How about that? All in
6-day span.
All in 1 week.
actually a 5-day span. That, when was that basketball game? Tuesday?
Yeah.
Tuesday evening?
Yep, Tuesday, yep. Remember he was hungover yesterday?
Yeah.
See what he's like tomorrow.
Boy, I tell you what, I know
he's
this.
He's going to have to pace some of this, man, because that Saturday at Houston Open, boy, he is going to get.
Look, Father Time's going to catch up with his ass. There ain't no doubt about it, but I guarantee you it ain't today. Opening day?
It ain't today.
I'm not a guy, Ron, typically that, like, just needs a sporting event to drink and, like, drink excessively. I need a little more than that. I'm going to tell you, it is – opening day is one of those.
One where you could easily just start
What time's that first pitch? 3:10?
3:10.
We'd have been down there at Edo by noon. Maybe 11:30, grabbing a little lunch, just a little base down there. And then we just would have bar hopped down there in Edo and had several before we ever got in the park. Yeah, that is one – by 6 p.m. tonight, there's a good chance I'd be cross-eyed.
I have had some aggressive –
opening days?
Yes, I have.
I bet you have. Okay, Royals games?
Oh, boy. Always had the beer pong table. Trying to play during wind.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Flip cup action.
That's one of them right there for me, man. That is some good times. I don't know how it is everywhere else, but here, whew, that opening day down there in Edo is good times. Now, I don't know how this weather kind of
make me keep going right here.
Yeah, but like I'm with the bigger crowd. Like when it's sunny down there, they just come out of the woodworks. It ain't just Tyler taking off work.
What's the funnels?
Shotgun?
People still doing those?
Like when you funnel a beer?
No, I mean like we used to have the funnel and then have a deal that you just pour
yeah, it. Yeah, I think it's just called a funnel, isn't it? Shotgun is actually out of the can.
Yeah, shotgun's out of the can. That's what I said, a funnel. Yeah. People still doing that?
I would imagine so.
In New Orleans, they do.
I imagine that one's got staying power.
I was going to say, I haven't seen it in a long time. I haven't done it in a long time. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Well, maybe we should get one out. Anybody, we got a funnel in the house. Can somebody stop by the Auto Zone, get us one of them long neck funnels and get us a 6-pack of bullets and bring them by the studio. By first pitch, we can hammer.
I think I told you my worst was spring break. I woke up late and I had to catch up as everybody had already started. So just start pouring Jack Daniels down there.
Oh, my God. That was a terrible decision. Boy.
Trying to catch up.
God.
Me and old Fridge. Fridge's idea. My friend old Fridge said, let's just hit the funnel with the Jack Daniels.
When that moment hit, like, and how dumb do we have? Because, I mean, I've done stupid stuff. Like, how stupid do we have to be to not realize in that moment, like, I am literally destroying my liver.
This
is alcohol poison. This is I might not wake up tomorrow.
I didn't even check up. I'm like, all right. Oh, no, yeah. Right.
Do it again.
Right, let's do it. Let's hit it. Let's catch up. They had all them damn keystones. Let's catch up.
Keystone light. Absolutely.
Yeah, man. So if you're going out there, if you're out there listening, enjoy yourself. If you see Tyler, take a picture. And buy him a drink or get him to buy you one because he will.
Yeah, I mean, he's got deep pockets. Get you one of El Tiempo margaritas up there on that whatever floor that is.
Yeah,
isn't that where we had those?
Every time I go with Tyler, like, oh, I'm going to the bathroom or something. And he always
with shots.
Yep, drinks every time. good person to come with. Yeah, beer bone. Baby. Beer bone. There you go. That's what it is. Yeah,
a beer bone. Okay, beer bone. Yeah,
there you
right,
go.
Right,
shout out
right.
to you. And I lost the. Boy, yeah, that was. Those were some bad days. All right, the lineup is out for the Astros. By the way, Byron's in the building, a.k.a. Bryce Young, is in the building in for Tyler right now.
With that old-ass Astros City Connect, man. Go get you that new one, Academy Sports and Outdoors, man. Get down to Academy Sports and Outdoors right now. They got that new City Connect. Don't be like Byron wearing that old blue one. Get down there with that Stros on
it. Byron, you might want to check your email. There's a real shot for you to be able to get that.
Absolutely. What are you doing, Byron?
I'm going to buy one once I go to a game.
You know what he told me? He said, I just pulled the tag off of it, too.
I bought this last year. Yes, this is my first time wearing it.
I mean, you say that like it's normal. You buy something last year and you don't wear it until the fourth month of the next year.
Well, usually when I wear my jersey, it's during playoff time, but they got eliminated early.
So. Oh, okay.
So you didn't have it that time.
It's like my superstition thing. I rotate my jerseys for every game.
Yeah, well, here's the deal, Bub. If you're going to take that kind of risk, don't do it with the City Connects. Do it with a normal original jersey so you can wear it.
Now you're just wearing that jersey that nobody's wearing.
Now you're wearing that tired-ass City Connect. I'm just kidding. I like it.
He's wearing that jersey. Nobody. Yeah, just don't have the blue pants with it. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, you come walking here with some blue sweats on with that, we're going to have a problem.
Never.
We're going to have to go a different route next time Tyler takes a day off.
All right, the lineup is out. Opening day lineup is out, fellas. And look, I know some of you, I see that. Show, are you going to do the lineups? Listen, it has to be a special time.
Opening day?
To do the lineups. And I'm with you. Generally, opening day is a special time. Now, normally I would just blame Tyler because he's not here. And he doesn't have the musical selection. But I'm not going to do that because I didn't plan on doing it. It's going to be a special day. And I'm letting you know the day that I will do the lineups.
Oh, hell.
The day that I will do the lineups is that first time that Lance McCullers is starting for the Astros.
Oh, that special day. The pitcher's not even in the starting lineup.
No, that's okay. But if when he goes on, that's going to be a special day. It's been 3 years, I believe. And when Lance is scheduled to pitch, that's when I will do the lineups.
I mean,
I'm the president of the fan club,
Lance.
My decision.
Super lame.
Yep.
That may not happen this year.
Oh, it will. No, stop. See? It will happen.
Are the Space Cowboys home this weekend?
No, I'm not. No, it's when he is.
I know, but he is
a damn Astro.
On Sunday.
He's got to be in Dyken Park.
I know it's Dyken Park.
He's got to be in an Astros uniform. Yes. No, he's pitching this weekend.
That would be great if he had to do the Space Cowboy.
If I do that lineup. No, he's pitching this weekend. Lance is doing another rehab start at Sugar Land on Friday.
Can somebody get a gun in the stands?
On Sunday, excuse me.
Not a gun in the stands. Y'all know what I'm talking about. A radar gun.
Can we get velocity,
please? Can we get velocity on this outing? Don't take your guns to Sugar Land. I mean, don't do that.
Yeah, don't.
I'm talking about a radar.
You gotta say radar.
I'm talking about a radar.
Yeah, my man here on YouTube and Twitch. So never again, basically. No. Lance is gearing up, and that's when it's going to be a special.
This
moment.
Guy really knows how to let.
And I'm going
to. He really knows how to let something that's got real legs just die on the vine.
It's not dying. It's up to Lance. You got to have Lance.
I mean, Lance is still in the 30 pitch range.
This is at no, it's not. Okay, he had 33 pitches his last start.
You're right.
This is Lance. This is put more on Lance. It's not just about you. It's about the lineups. And the people. That's what we're doing. All right. The lineup, though, for today. It's interesting a little bit. Altuve in left field. Cross your fingers. Nothing bad happens there. Paredes here at third base, batting second. Yordan Alvarez is the DH, batting third. Christian Walker, who had a bit of that injury, he is good to go. He is starting at first base, and he's batting cleanup. Yainer Diaz is catching, batting fifth. By the way, real quick, feels like a pretty good top five.
Yeah.
Feel good about that top five.
Absolutely.
And then instead of Cam Smith, Jeremy Pena at shortstop is batting sixth with Cam Smith in right field making his debut. He is batting seventh. And at second base, Rodgers, who's going to be wearing number one, by the way, Rodgers is batting eighth, playing second base instead of Dubon. Dubon did hit 143 in spring training, and Rodgers hit 230. So maybe that's it. More from the captain, Joe Espada, on that in a bit. And then Jake Myers is in center field. He is bat ninth. So Altuve, Paredes, Alvarez, Walker, Diaz, Pena, Smith, Rodgers, and then Jake Myers bat ninth. Obviously, Framber Valdez gets the ball today. But Joe Espada said Brendan Rodgers is starting today. That doesn't mean he is the starting second baseman. Just happens to be starting today, Clint. So that is the lineup. As you said, feel good about that top five. It's the rest of the way. It's what Pena, Smith, and now today Rodgers and Myers does. That's going to be a big part of this lineup, and hopefully it gets started pretty well to start things off today against the Mets.
Yeah, look, I think the things that stand out, obviously, is Brendan Rodgers at second base and not Dubon. I'm not too messed up about it. I'm a fan of Dubon. I'd like to see Dubon used in a more critical role than this super utility guy. Even though I do realize that super utility guy could be more important this year than he's ever been with what's going on in the outfield, what's going on at second and third, and some of the different openings there that play.
You think Dubon plays today?
Yeah, I think Dubon plays today. At some point, I mean, if this game's tied at all, I'd imagine he plays in left field at some point. So we'll see. That's the one thing I think that sticks out. I mean, we've said it. Look, on this show, we're Dubon guys, obviously. We've said it a million times. You know, Dubon would be in center field if it was me. He would damn sure be at second base if it were me. But the Brennan Rodgers
three positions kidding. For you.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. There's one, two, three, four. If you want to throw third base in there, five. There's five positions that we can argue defensively in some places all the way around that Dubon is the best player for that particular position, but for one reason or another, he's not playing any of them.
Utility, right? Baby.
I mean, so the John Lopez super utility is super important here. So we'll see how they end up using him. But I said it yesterday. I'm more confident than I should be with this lineup, maybe, but I really like it. The additions of Paredes and Walker and Cam Smith coming out of nowhere. Obviously, the addition of Braden Rodgers there at second base. I like those additions. I like the way the lineup looks, and we'll see how it all comes out in the wash. But I'm as excited as I've been in a long time about this opening day. Lot to maybe not the excitement level of a World Series favorite or, you know, World Series top, you know, two or three teams, but the fascination, the excitement, the must see is because of all the shuffling around, the young players. The new players, the injury that hopefully is a thing of the past with Christian Walker, lot to be keep an eye on today.
But never would have thought that opening day in the lineup, Brendan Rodgers, Jake Meyers, and Cam Smith would all be in the lineup with Chaz and Dubon on the bench.
There you have it. Chaz and Dubon on the pine, baby.
Who you think has the most gripe to be pissed off about it? Because both of those guys, they might be sitting over there the way Rafael Devers is going to be sitting in Boston while he's sitting over there watching Alex Bregman play his third base.
Yeah.
Which one, Dubon or Chaz, do you think has the biggest gripe to be frustrated about their situation right now?
Look, I know a lot of people go with Chaz, but I'm going to go with Dubon because of what I just said. I mean, Dubon, literally every position that he plays, with the exception of shortstop, was kind of up in the air this year. We didn't know if Paredes was going to play third or second, or, you know, we didn't know, you know, if Cam Smith even played the outfield. We didn't know Altuve could even play the outfield. Like, all the positions where Dubon could have played and started and got quality time, they were literally up in the air. And somehow he ended up the odd man out again. So I wonder if he's got to be, affect him to some degree, right?
Of course.
He doesn't sit back Brendan and go, Rogers? I'm going to take a lot of pride in this utility role.
Listen, I know Chaz looks at Jake and believes in his heart of hearts that he's better than
him. No question.
I know he does. But at least Chaz knows, hey, man, I've stunk it up for the better part of a year plus.
Right.
I know that maybe that dude in center field has been stinking it up too, but I've stunk it up for the better part of the year. Dubon was the center fielder coming out of the ALCS run against the Rangers and getting big hit after big hit. He came back in utility.
Yep, back at it.
Then he was playing swinging the bat well again. That utility comes back here. All right. They gonna put Altuve in left field. All right, second base yours,
it's mine, baby.
It's mine.
What, Bregman's gone too? Shoot, third.
Bregman gone. Oh, yeah. Oh man, I got plenty of these spots. Nah, man, Brendan Rodgers.
we got something for you.
Yeah, we got something for you. So, them two got to be smoking hot. All right, for more on getting ready for the Astros as first pitch 3:10, Framber Valdez out at Daikin Park should be fun. As the season starts, their quest to win another AL West and get back to the ALCS and further, Will Conkle, Fox 26, will join us. We'll get his thoughts on the season as it kicks off and opening day coming.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Coming up next. All right, welcome back into The Drive. Hopefully we'll hear from Will Kunkel of Fox 26 coming up. I know it's a busy, busy day out there as opening day is upon us. We know our guy Tyler's out there. Many of you are heading out there if you're not out there already. And should be a big, big day. Someone text in, if Dubon comes in for Altuve in left field, does Altuve move to second base in a double switch? It is one of the big things to me for Houston and Joe Espada and Dana Brown, because I do think this is a team effort and decisions prior to games of defensively in tight games, what are they going to do? I think that is right field too potentially, but I think that is going to be a question, because it's hard to take to just say, man, I'm going to take or the heart and soul of our team and our leadoff hitter and one of our best bats out of the lineup. But there is going to be decisions in close games late. And Will Kunkel, Fox 26, joins us also. Catch him with kicking it with Kunkel. Still trying to get on that damn thing. Maybe one day the Lord will bless me. But Will, I do appreciate you joining us on opening day. A lot going on. I want to kind of jump in on that. Are you hearing or have any understanding of what maybe the plans will be this year in late innings? Do you ever foresee them taking Altuve out for defensive purposes in left field late in games if it's tight?
Man, you may have just got an extra brownie point to get on kicking it with Kunkel. That was my question to Joe Espada today. I asked him, I said, you got two outfielders in the big leagues that have never played the positions that they're playing today on opening day. So you got Jose in left, and you got Cam in right. How are you going to finagle that thing late? And he said, listen, I got a lot of options off the bench. Obviously, Mauricio Dubon headlining that. So, yeah, I see him. I see this being a really tough year for Joe to have to finagle his way through these lineups, especially defensively. So, late in the game, I certainly expect guys to be subbed in and out, especially if it's a rough day for whoever.
What, one more reason for me to get on, to be nervous about Joe Espada. I'm telling you, man, I didn't like the way extra innings were handled. I know it's a few and far between when you have to do it, but that whole subbing guys in and then that good player, whether it be Yordan or Altuve or whoever, that position in the lineup comes around again, and you got a pinch runner up there hitting. That always bothered me. Now it's going to happen in the eighth and ninth inning, potentially in close games. We'll see how it goes. Hey, what about Cam Smith? You mentioned him, the momentum that he had in spring training. I think it's real. I do think spring training matters. I mean, I think he's proof of that. But how confident are you that he can carry that momentum over into the regular season as the competition ramps up?
Man, I have no reason to think he won't, but I also have no reason to think that he will. This is going to be a really tough period for him to adjust. He's going to see pitches that he's never seen in his entire life. That doesn't mean he can't hit, but I put this on my X account. I said, does Cam Smith have a better chance of winning Rookie of the Year or being sent down at a point this year? I'm curious what you guys think, because people are acting like, hey, man, this stud's in right field. Like, it's going to be all well and good, and here are the betting odds for Rookie of the Year. I mean, it's not like he's seen any sort of big league pitching. He never has. I'm not saying he can't, but let's not act like this is an easy game to play at the highest level for the first time.
Oh, I hear you, Will, but it would have to get really, really bad for them to pull the plug, right? They've made this decision with Cam, right? They've foregone service time opportunities to have him longer. They've done all these things. I would imagine a Will, like, it would have to be, I mean, worse than Bregman starts in some of these years for them to pull the plug and send him back to Sugar Land or the minors. So I would think he has a pretty long leash.
I mean, you think a rookie gets a long leash? I mean, Alex earned that leash. You don't know if Cam's going to come out of it if it starts slow. If he goes 1-for-20, like, what happens, especially mentally, and he's learning a new position? What if it's also bad in the outfield? Let's not forget Aaron Judge was called up and then was sent back down, and he's come back up, and I think it's worked out pretty dang well for him and the Yankees. So it's not like if that happens, like, all hell breaks loose and he's a bust. That's certainly not what I'm saying. But to just come up and start mashing and contribute in the six hole, and you've never done it before, I hope he does. I hope this kid rakes. But let's not think that this is just going to be a cakewalk for him. Like you mentioned, Alex Bregman, one of the greatest Astros of all time, notoriously bad starter. Like, so it's possible. It's possible. There's just so many ifs. We're playing this game of if Jose does this, if Cam does that, if they stay healthy. When you start playing the ifs, it gets me super nervous about what to expect.
How nervous are we about Altuve and Liv?
I'm nervous because all it takes is one play in a bad situation to be like, holy crap, is this the right move? Is this what we're doing? And he misplayed balls where you're saying, like, people on X are saying, oh, I think the sun was in his eyes. Like, I don't give a damn. You're in the big leagues. You're starting now in left field. You got to catch every ball that's routine and then ideally make some extra plays. Like, this is the big leagues. This ain't Little League trying to figure it out and let's hope all is well. Like, let's see what happens at the end of the season. No, he's got to make those plays and he's got to be good. I think he can do it. He's just got to make the routine plays, and he's going to play left field primarily, I think, here at Daikin, because on the road, you get some big left fields. Like, hell with that. You don't need him out there. Who's ever playing center, this is what I'll say. Bring your inhaler, bro, because you're going to be running all over the damn yard trying to catch balls so Cam doesn't have to and so Jose doesn't have to.
Hey, what about all the new faces? You know, we mentioned Rogers at second, Walker at first, Paredes at third. Which one of those guys are you looking most forward to seeing as an Astro for the first time?
I love seeing what Walker can bring to the team, not only offensively in the cleanup spot today, but defensively. He's going to be a big upgrade. Like, first base was a massive liability last season. And Isak Paredes, the way his swing is, and we've talked about this a lot, and being able to poke a couple out down the left field line is going to be fun to watch as well. So I think they've got some big upgrades in certain spots, as much as they've, I don't want to say downgraded, but at least have question marks in the corner outfielder spots.
All right. A lot of questions have been about what, like, the concerns of what could potentially hold them back is the corner outfielders that we've kind of talked about a lot, Altuve in left field, and then seeing what Cam Smith's going to be about. What's the other thing that Astros fans need to be watching that there are some maybe questions or concerns on what could hold them back this year?
I mean, it still, I think, remains in the outfield. I put out this question as well. Does Chaz McCormick hold the key to a World Series run? Because I think they can get to the playoffs without Chaz being Chaz. But with that being said, if Chaz can pop 20 and hit 70 ribs and steal 20 bags, like, you've now turned what is a liability in the outfield. This is, we know Jose is going to be good offensively if Cam is decent, to now an asset possibly, because I don't rely on Jake to hit. He's never hit at a high level at the big leagues. So there's no reason for me to expect that. This outfield, I just pray it doesn't go the way it could go for some guys, and I hope that Cam can get – or Chaz can get back to what he did 2 years ago, because he was a damn good outfielder and contributor at that point. And obviously health. Like, the team is good, so the only thing that can really hold it back is its health. So let's hope that doesn't happen again this year.
Last thing, Will, before we get out, the bullpen. I know a lot of people obviously love the back end with Abreu and Hader, but it's getting to those guys. I mean, you look at it, and I see Rafael Montero makes the roster. You're like, okay, what's going on? What's the feeling about the bullpen getting to those two power guys in the back end?
Let's hope guys can go deep in the games when they start. Like, can we throw it back to the 90s when dudes were alpha males and wanted to go 8 damn innings? They didn't want to just throw 35 pitches, then go home. Like, let's play some real baseball. Like, hopefully that's what happens. You got some guys that want to do that with Hunter Brown and Spencer Arrighetti and Framber Valdez, Ronel Blanco. Those dudes are hogs. So let's hope that that's what they want. But I think that Joe's going to have to piecemeal it together early on in the middle relief innings, long relief innings, until we get to that point.
Yeah, well, you can't be saying hogs right now with Clint. You hear him? You start saying hogs.
Oh, yeah.
He's starting to think
who
about
you got
it.
Tonight, baby? Who you got tonight? Some hogs and Red Raiders.
Some hogs.
Oh, I got the Raiders in my elimination. Sorry, bro.
Well, you had time to think about it. See, you did that a long time ago. How you feel about it?
Nah, I got Raiders. I'm good, bro. I'm good.
All right, big dog. We appreciate you, man.
Love you, boys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate
All right.
it.
All right, man. Enjoy opening day. That's Will Kunkel, Fox 26. Also, check out Kicking It with Kunkel as well as we get you ready for opening day. Astros, first pitch, 3:10. Coming up here in just a bit, a little real or fake as we get ready for this start of the season, a little real or fake with the Astros. We'll do that coming up next. All right, it's opening day, baby. We got the game on right here in the studio. As the Astros will take on the New York Mets, they get the first crack at Juan Soto in the lineup for the Mets. And the Mets are a team that many people think are going to do some things in the National League East. So the Astros, I don't know, it does feel kind of like a – I don't know, it feels like a kind of a turn. Like Altuve is still out there. And Alvarez, and so you know, I think the window is still open, but this does feel like maybe a different version of the window. This feels like it was, you know, the Altuve and Correa and...
Yeah, it's a can we keep the window open version.
Yeah, all around. Hell, even earlier than that, you can say it was even before those guys. Then it moved from, all right, Correa and Springer, and then we're going to Tucker, and now this feels like another turn in this. So they'll get going today against the Mets. By the way, did just want to say we are proud to partner with the Texans Children's Houston Open happening at Memorial Park Golf Course this weekend. As we said, Tyler, he'll be out there this weekend, many others as well, Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, and more of the PGA Tour's best are on the course right here in Houston at one of the best golf venues in the country. For score updates, tee times, weather notes, and ticket information, head to tchouopen.com now. tchouopen.com to head to that. Feel free to include any personal experience from previous tournaments or anything like that. I'm reading a little bit more than I have.
Well, I'll share a moment. It was
to finish the rest of the thing off. Who put this in here?
I almost saw John Daly drive a green from about 350 out.
Oh, there's the train.
It's back, full of baseballs.
Full of big baseballs. I really would have gone with air conditioning units, but.
I was pretty convinced it was going to be ice cubes.
They're never going to have to change it now, are they?
No, they got Astros.
Them aren't just regular baseballs. They got a bunch of big ass balls.
They got a bunch of big balls up there, kind of like old Hank, rest in peace. They got a bunch of big balls up there, and
his brother.
Yeah,
really had big balls.
He got those in the family. That's for sure. But, yeah, those are some big balls in the back of that train
right
there.
Yeah, I thought they might fill them up with a whole bunch of regular baseballs, but no, they went and got a bunch of
– All the logos on it, that's slick.
If anybody has ever seen the movie Basketball, the size of the balls they use in that movie, that's what they've got in that train. To try to describe what that looks like. That's the size they have in that train. All right, can we play a little and you can join with us on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, those of you on YouTube and Twitch. A little real or fake with the Astros. And I want to take this to the date of July 15th, 2025. Because July 15th is the All-Star break. At that moment, that's the All-Star break. We'll know, obviously, a good sample size of what's happening with the Astros. But that'll be coming up July 15th. Real or fake with these... with these questions I'm throwing out here. All right, real or fake? Jose Altuve will still be the everyday left fielder by July 15th, the All-Star break. Real or fake?
Fake.
Really? You think by that time, you think they will have moved off of him in left field and he will be playing somewhere else?
Yes.
Really?
I think it's going to be bad enough with, like, just routine plays that they're going to have to make a move. He's going to be back at second base, and you're going to be looking at a rotation of Chaz and Yordan out there.
Until they make a move in at the deadline or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what how much Yordan's playing, and we'll see what Chaz is up
to. So you think this is real? Melvin said nope on YouTube and Twitch. I'm going to say it's fake, too, Clint, because I think they are hell-bent on making this work. I think they are hell-bent on pushing this thing. And I, like, listen, we know they can be slow to admit they're wrong, as we know how long it took him with Jose Abreu. I think he gets longer than the All-Star break. And I'm with you. I think there is a potential him being out there will potentially cost them some games. There may be some things, but Clint, I think they are so serious about trying to make this work that they're going to push this and push this until they cannot push it anymore. So I'm gonna go fake with this thing. All right, by July 15th, the All-Star break, Cam Smith will legitimately be an AL Rookie of the Year candidate.
I'm going fake.
Oh, really?
I think he's going to be fine, but I don't think he's going to jump.
You don't think he's going to be in the mix then?
No, I don't think he's going to jump up and be rookie in the Rookie of the Year hunt. No, I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm going to say real here. I think he's going to have really good power, Clint, which is going to be something that people are going to look at if he puts up home run numbers. I think he's going to have really good power, And I think fine will be all right. I'm not saying he's going to win it, but I do think by the All-Star break, he is talked about as like a top five, top six, seven candidate in the Rookie of the Year. Because I know we have talked about, what if he gets into a slow start? We just had Will on talking about the same thing. I don't think he's about to just continue. He may. I don't think he's just about to continue what he's been doing in spring training, but I think he'll just be solid with power. And I think that, because I could see him hitting 20 plus, and I think that gets you in the hunt big time with him. So I like it. Someone texted in, I'm with you, Clint, not quite there. Someone else said, hell yeah, he'll be in the conversation. I think they got a shot here. And I think he's a story that people are watching right now.
You know, he's not going to have to do a lot to be in that conversation. I mean, I really don't think so, because it's...
He's not just going to come out of nowhere. He is already on the focus of baseball people.
Yeah, look, I mean, but I think he can hit for power. I think he can have a decent average. I think he can play with his athletic ability and his size, probably play an above average right field. So, I mean, I don't doubt that the guy can end up being a big time player for the Astros. I mean, Rookie of the Year is just we hadn't even seen a pitch yet. Rookie of the Year would be is a bit of a stretch for me. Now ask me in a week. Maybe that changes. But right now,
today.
I know that's the point of the question, but right now I don't know that I can get there.
All right, real or fake, by July 15th, Lance McCullers is in the rotation?
Yes.
You think he is? You think that's real?
Yeah.
Think he's in the rotation?
Yep.
I do too. I think they probably welcome going to a six-man rotation. Like a lot of what Will said earlier is, well, hope they can pitch deep in the games. I don't know how thrilled they are about the middle part. So I think I could see them going to a six-man rotation. And Clint, he is just tracking right now. Like, I know we've had a lot of fun and messed with things. He is just tracking right now to be here quickly. He looks like, again, he's pitching Sunday. Again, I'm guessing he threw 33 pitches and almost went two innings his last outing. I'm guessing they build on that. And to be honest with you, I don't think, even if they went with a five-man rotation, Clint, I don't think Wisniewski or Ronel Blanco, I don't think those guys just hold Lance McCullers if he's healthy on the bench. I just don't get the, I don't get the sense. Like, if he's healthy and he can go, I think.
I think they go to a six-man rotation. Yeah. I think they go to six-man rotation and just keep that thing rolling. But your point is, I think, is fair. I think when we've seen out of McCullers and what they're paying McCullers and what they need to get out of McCullers, I think he's gonna get on that bump before a couple of guys in this rotation right now,
because he's made it very clear, and I think he will get his way. Unlike Rafael Devers, that I'm not pitching out of the bullpen. That he's made that very clear. All right, last one. By July 15th, real or fake, Clint will start to believe in Joe Espada as a real manager.
I'm gonna say fake again. I did want to think about that one.
That's progress.
I'm going to say fake only because I can't sit here and tell you that I think Jose Altuve is going to be back at second base, and then tell you that that Joe Espada is going to move the needle for me in favor of him when that decision and that experiment flops and like fails miserably. Like, it's hard for me.
I'm not even going to put that one on him because
that's always going to be a fair response. And I know
when he is pissed.
Good looking 14, ain't it? but even with that, like, that even makes it worse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to stick with that.
Yeah. Someone text in, Lance will win 10 games this year. Boy, look at Chaz. Chaz is manufacturing a smile right now. He really is.
I don't know. Opening day, he may just be happy to be there.
Chaz and DuPont just waltzed out there as they're announcing all the players on the team. He just waltzed out there. He did not look far. I mean, that's what we got to talk about. Rafael Montero made this roster. Is this another deal of how much they're paying him? Is this another deal of how much they're paying him?
How bad they need his ass.
As much as they're paying his ass. Now, you're going to get this. You're going to trick this $11 million out here. You need to be growing. All right. The Astros get going here at 3:10. We'll keep you updated on that. But let's get some conversation a little bit about the tournament. Field of 68 founder Rob Doster will join us, and we'll get his thoughts on how the tournament's going this year. U of H a bit. And there's some potentials for upsets tonight. We'll see what he likes. That's coming up next.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.